You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
Tell me about the weather forecast looking forward.
Well, you know, we're going to see a change towards more frequent shower and thunderstorm activity across parts of the Midwest as we go forward through this next week to week and a half. And this rain is going to be very important, I believe. Because I do think we're going to see some warmer and somewhat drier weather for a little while towards the end of the month and going into early July, perhaps. Don't know that it was necessarily going to be a persistent feature, but, you know, we managed to dry the soil out quite a bit from portions of Iowa and northern Missouri into the heart of Illinois, even into parts of Indiana over these past few weeks. And the soil is really quite dry on the top soil level, and we do need to see some significant rain. We got a little bit of that in Iowa last night, and we'll see some more scattering across all of this region as we go forward through the next week to week and a half. It'll come in waves, and hopefully we'll see a good enough distribution of rainfall that will moisten up the topsoil and improve crop conditions before we do get under the influence of a high-pressure ridge, which might occur around the first of the month.
Well, you said hopefully. How confident are you?
Well, I am confident that everybody's going to see rain at one time or another. My problem is that I think that it's going to be a little bit erratic and that some counties and parts of counties will not do as well as others. And you spread that over a larger part of the Midwest, and, you know, maybe there's going to be 20 or 25% of the region that may not quite get with the kind of moisture that it really needs to protect crops in case we do get under a ridge of high pressure and endure, you know, a week's worth of hot weather. So we're going to keep a close eye on it. I really feel pretty confident that we're going to see sufficient amounts of relief in the key states of Iowa and Illinois and even northern Missouri before we get under the influence of a high-pressure system. How much rain actually occurs is still up for debate, but everybody will get rain. And I think there's going to be a lot of areas out there that do get a fair amount. But we just have to keep an eye on it because we have not done well with rainfall in the last 2 weeks. And because the nature of these storms coming up is going to be a little erratic, that leaves the door open for at least a few pockets of problems, if nothing else.
What's your assessment of the high-pressure system you've been talking about?
Well, at the moment, it should be a progressive event. It'll begin in the western United States probably towards the latter part of next week and work its way eastward through the plains and into the western Corn Belt as we get into that second weekend of the two-week outlook. Probably more likely it'd be around the, probably the 25th, 26th, maybe in that time frame, we'll see the ridge over the plains. And it'll work its way into the western Corn Belt just as we get to the last part of the month, I would think. So maybe the 27th through the 30th, somewhere in that time frame, maybe have a little bit more warmth around, a little less precipitation. It's hard to say, like I said, whether or not this is going to be a persistent feature. My guess is it's not going to be in the north. We'll see disturbances moving over the top of this ridge. But some of the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt and certainly the central and southern plains may endure a more persistent period of warm and dry conditions.
Hey, thanks so much.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.